VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue workers are still searching rubble of a collapsed apartment block in a Miami, Florida suburb for signs of life on Friday, more than a day after the oceanfront condo dramatically crumpled in a matter of seconds, leaving four people dead and 159 unaccounted. Miami-Dade's mayor says 60 more people are missing from the initial number of 99, and three bodies were pulled from the wreckage overnight. Another person was reported to have died Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden approved an emergency declaration in the state of Florida and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. Footage captured by a security camera nearby shows an entire side of the building suddenly folding into two sections, one after the other early Thursday morning, throwing up clouds of dust. It's unknown what caused the 40-year-old high-rise to cave in, although local officials say the 12-story tower was undergoing roof construction and other repairs. A rare tornado tore through several Czech villages and towns, killing at least five people and injuring dozens, rescuers said Friday, as they cleaned up the wreckage in the storm's aftermath, one official described as a, quote, living hell. A retirement home and zoo were badly damaged after tennis ball-sized hail battered a number of towns Thursday evening, also causing extensive power outages and traffic disruptions after a major motorway was blocked. Video footage from the region on social networks shows destroyed buildings and cars, shorn tree stumps, and several fires spewing thick black smoke. A local police spokesman confirms five people have been killed, with 63 people injured and taken to hospital and 10 in serious condition. The Czech Republic's interior minister says more than 1,000 houses have been hit by the storm. This is VOA News. Russia is facing a surge in COVID-19 cases that authorities blame on the highly infectious Delta variant and slow progress in vaccinating people, with deaths linked to the virus hitting a new record in Moscow on Friday. Officials have scrambled to compel people to get inoculated, with slow demand for the vaccine, even as cases spiked this month. A government official says 21 million people have been vaccinated out of a population of 144 million. The government coronavirus task force reported more than 20,000 new COVID-19 cases, the most since January 24th. The Kremlin said on Friday rising demand and storage difficulties were responsible for vaccine shortages, which would be resolved in the coming days. European Union leaders on Friday rejected a France-German proposal to hold a summit with Russia after Poland and Baltic countries said it would send the wrong message. Following U.S. President Joe Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva on June 16th, French President Emmanuel Macron said a first EU summit with Putin since January 2014 would be, quote, a dialogue to defend our interests, with backing from Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi. But late-night talks between the EU's 27 leaders failed to secure an agreement, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said. France and Germany want to be able to work with Russia on combating climate change and to find ways to stabilize relations. 15 UN peacekeepers, including several from Germany, were wounded in northern Mali on Friday in an attack on their camp involving a vehicle-borne explosive, the UN mission in Mali and the German military said. The attack targeted a temporary base set up by the peacekeepers near where Islamist insurgents linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State are active. The wounded were being evacuated, the UN mission said in a post on Twitter without giving further details. Several German soldiers were among the wounded, a spokesman for the German military said. The UN mission in Mali has deployed over 13,000 soldiers to contain violence by armed groups in the north and center of the West African nation. It has recorded about 230 fatalities since 2013, making it the deadliest of the UN's more than one dozen peacekeeping missions. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday Washington was assessing whether the Taliban was serious about ending the conflict in Afghanistan and that trying to take back the country by force is not consistent with peace efforts. Blinken is visiting Paris and acknowledged attacks on Afghan security forces were increasing before planned talks in Washington between President Joe Biden, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, and Ghani's former political opponent, Abdullah Abdullah. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News. Best music, now.